Hi, Miss Preeti. Wonderful to have you for the Navratri. Could you just tell me how you feel about the whole dance and how the Garba is going right now, and how everyone's coming together and having this festival? Could you just share your views about it?
This event for 2 days, we organize it every year, so it's almost now 10 years we are organizing this event. And it's a very good feeling when it's not a performance, but it's all dancing together, and all the Aurovillians and students and guests of Auroville are joining in, and it's a very wonderful feeling, and it's a very good come together, get together.
Yes, very certainly. Is there something different from the 10 years you've had Garba dance here?
Every year we see it's becoming very popular.
Okay.
So in beginning, like, it was not that, not many people were participating, but now I think it has become very famous in Auroville, and people, they wait for these 2 days to come and to dance together, and they enjoy music. We have some Gujarati snack also, so they enjoy food, and it's a very nice gathering.
Hello Auroville, I'm joined by Mr. Jackson. He's here with us at Swachu in Bharat Devas for the Garba dance. So Jackson, how do you feel about the whole Garba dance, the energy here?
I've been here since 2 years ago, and I enjoy all of it. And about this dance, it's so amazing when you see a lot of people here, different kind of people from universe, and they are wearing Indian dresses, dancing Indian culture music. It's so amazing. Even when you watch, when you dance, everyone has more energy.
Yeah. Wonderful, so, wonderful that you can you're being part of the energy, whole energy.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So actually, this is something. This is called Navratri, and it has been part of part of the Indian culture from a long time. So it's actually a spectacle to watch the whole world here right now. So how do you feel about that? About how the whole world is here, experiencing something that was actually Indian, which was actually limited to India back in the time.
It feels like we become the part of India, because once we are here, we don't mind where we are come from, we don't mind any culture we have, so we are just sharing Indian culture, and it's so amazing, it's incalculable. When you compare, for example, as I'm from Africa, when you compare to African traditional music, it's somehow similar. When you dance, you feel something which gives you energy from the heart, from the body, all the entire body used to feel like exercise. So,
could you tell me a little about how different you feel, and how the similarities and the differences of the African dance and the circular Garba dance?
Okay, this is good question, because I think in the end of last year, in African Pavilion, there was a celebration of Pongal, and they come to celebrate with us, because in Africa also we have the kind of this celebration where we enjoy the culture food and culture dances. So there we had drums, we had fires, we have different kind of traditional games. So when I come to the dance, we dance, for us is we use traditional instrument. So the instrument that we use are drums, djembes, other kind of I know in my language, but
yeah.
Here, okay, though it seems like it's modern music, it's understood the vibe of Indian culture. So the kick of Indian culture is there. So that's why you can see people having the steps of Indian steps, and so for us, only can be different, because if we are using traditional music, there we use also traditional instrument.
Do you feel that both of this maybe represents the same same emotions. The dance being from different parts of the world, do you feel something similar between the whole energy?
Yes, of course. I've said before when we are here, we don't count where we come from. So about this music, when you feel also Indian dance or Indian traditional music, it's like it has more harmony. And when they dance also, the way they step, the way they do every activity in their dancing, it's matching and make something like nobody can overcome. Nobody want to go. You see, there are many people, and it's not every night. There are many children around. There are many young people. There are many old people. So, it's so amazing. It's make unite.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jackson. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I'm Nelson, representing the Orville Radio. I'm here at the Garba Dance in Swachu Bharat Nivas. I'm also joined by Ms. Falguni, who has been organizing the Garba Dance from a long time in Orville. So hi, Ms. Falguni.
Hello.
Ms. Falguni, how do you feel about the whole experience of the 2018 Garba Dance?
2018, this has been a long many years that we have come till here. We started in around 2004. And since then, we do every year. And the experience is definitely different. The more people have joined us now. Earlier, it was just a kind of a small family. And now, it's a very large, big family. And how my personal feeling is that from where we started to now, this year, I feel that some of us, me and my friends, we feel more of like the organizers. So we feel that we are trying to prepare a platform where now everyone are coming and joining us. So we just start the thing and then we are moved out, and now as you can see that everyone have taken the area and they are all enjoying. Seeing them, we feel very
satisfied and happy.
Wonderful. Yes, it is very much a joyous feeling to see everyone dancing. What were the major changes from these years? You have started the Garba Dance in 2004. So from there, how has it developed towards 2018 Garba Dance?
How I feel is that it is the same except the numbers.
Okay.
Otherwise, we are same. Every year we get the enthusiasm. Because it's a festival, so we have that.
I definitely it has become more public. A lot of people are getting to know about it, and a lot of people are taking interest and coming. So initially we had difficulties telling them to dress up in certain ways, because in the end this is invoking Mother Goddess. So I think respecting that, dressing up in certain ways was very important. We kept telling over the years that you should be dressed properly and respect the fact that it is to invoke Mother Goddess. And now slowly you can see that people take it seriously and they come up nicely dressed up. And that is a good thing to see.
Yes. So here, as we can see, there is almost people from around the whole world here. So it was primarily something that was in our Indian regions.
Yes.
Where
yes.
Navratri was celebrated.
Yes.
Now, seen through the ages, now you can see that the whole world is here. So how do you feel about that?
See, basically, Garba is invoking the fertility goddess. So it has to be performed. The dance is performed to invoke the fertility goddess by married women. So that was the olden form of it. But as it comes in this age today, it is something to come together and enjoy. So it has not remained to that invoking fertility goddess. Now men, women are equally joining into this joyous celebration. That is how it has evolved from then to now. And I think it's a wonderful form.
Yes.
And as we are in an international township, for us it's wonderful to see that it's not only Indians or Gujaratis, but the Russians and Germans, Italians, they are all following the steps and they are feeling so wonderful that we are all having a similar, it's like a diversity. At the same time, we have such a harmony, at least in dance, we can see right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about the dance, the Garba dance? How I can see that it's a circular motion. What it actually represents, the Garba dance?
No, as I say, that it is invoking fertility goddess, you know. But now that it has become a joyous dancing celebration, people come up with all different styles and different steps and like, you know. And when a lot of people perform the same style, it looks very harmonious and beautiful, rhythmic and beautiful.
See, when whatever we do something which is one, which is uniformed, it creates something. It is always like... it is like the one and the collective aspiration or the collective movements always has power.
Yes.
So this coming together and doing in a circular movements, it is like the life, you know. It is in a circles. I mean, it starts with the point which is we keep always at the center, the garbo, the light, and then around it. So it is creating.
And that garbo represents the womb.
Yes.
Garb, and the Garba word comes from garb.
Yes.
So that is the central point and around which you dance.
Yes.
So it really creates a very powerful constellation.
Yes. So Navratri being the longest festival in the world, there are actually 9 days. Could you tell us a little about these 9 days and the whole system of Navratri?
See, Navaratri, this is a Sanskrit word and it represents the 9 nights. And there are many, many stories related to this festival. And one of that is that the goddess Durga, when she had to conquer a demon, Asura, she had a fight for 9 nights. So one of that is that the fight for 9 nights. And at the end, it is the 10th day called the Vijaya Dashmi. That also we do celebrate.
Yes.
And that is the celebration of the victory.
Okay.
So for us, as I said, that many stories are connected with this festival. So one of that is the goddess Durga.
Mm-hmm.
The second is the Ras Leela of Krishna and the gopis.
Okay.
Krishna, Radha and the gopis. So that is again the circular moments. And so basically in India we have these two main stories connected to Navratri.
Would you be knowing about how the Garba dance or the Navratri is performed in other parts of India, maybe Baroda, I mean other
regions of India? So definitely this is originated, or I can't say originated, but because I am from Gujarat, I know very well about Gujarat.
Yeah.
So with the time everything have changed, but I remember my childhood memory where we had communities of say 12 to 15 houses and we had a common plot where we all used to come at 9 o'clock after dinner, and then we used to sing praising goddesses, and then eventually with Krishna's all his forms. So I have a very fond memory of my childhood that the night is up to certain hours,
mm-hmm.
and at the end we end it with again the aarti, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other parts, it is very much similar.
Mm-hmm.
But over the time, as I said, it has changed. So from the small communities, then the youngsters have taken it to the big party plots on a big circles, and then now it is like everyone is doing differently,
mm-hmm.
no more that one uniform pattern.
Yes, yes. Could you tell us a little about how you started with the Garba dance here in Orville? How it was to start the very first Garba dance?
So it started with just some of us, because we were missing our homes and we were missing this dance. We just very casually started that let's come together and just dance.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are all, here it's not the kind of festival in South, so it was quite difficult for us to keep for 9 nights, and we are all working, so we decided to just do for kind of weekends. And that's how we started, like 5-10 women, and you know, we sing, we laugh, we dance. And slowly, slowly, after some years, we thought, okay, let's get some instrument, let's do it. Then slowly, slowly, the lights, and so yes, it has evolved slowly but steadily.
Thank you so much, Ms.
Bhargavi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very energetic. I always look forward to for this Garba in Auroville. It's really amazing and wonderful. The whole energy, which you know, that enthusiasm and the whole spirit of Auroville, it comes to life.
Wonderful.
Yeah, these 2 days.
Have you been there before as well for Garba?
Yeah, I've been here last time.
Yeah.
Last time also, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll come in future also for this. One of the happening events in Auroville.
That's fine. And could you tell something about Navratri, the whole festival? There are 7 more days left in the festival.
Yes.
So how we are looking forward to the festival?
Okay, so me and my friends, we have this color scheme. Every day of Navratri, we wear one color.
Mm-hmm.
That is also, you know, a team spirit thing.
Yeah.
I think Garba is done on the last day, but in Auroville here, we are celebrating these 2 days. And every day is dedicated to one goddess.
Yeah.
And our day starts with a puja and amazing feast followed by.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.